Sometimes it just does feel comfortable to be where you are. And I'm not knocking rest. I'm not knocking being comfortable. You don't need to be constantly in fear or be constantly in an uncomfortable position. I don't recommend that.
Universe 7.
And we juiced up to 15.
Yo, what's going on, Abraham Hammett, your boy Jared, the TRX for Washington here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Friday, April 26, 2024, and this is Season 11, Episode 55. And today we're going to be talking a little mindset. You know, it's been a while. I do love talking mindset, but you know, here's the thing. You know, I like talking fitness, and fitness is great. But you know, I've seen people in the past, and I've seen people in passing that, you know, they might have fitness on their mind, and fitness might be important to them, and that's great. But the thing is that if that's the only thing on your mind, well, A, you become one-dimensional, and B, you don't become somebody that's really a valuable member of society. You become someone that is selfish and is self-involved. And that's, you know, that's fine, I guess. But at the end of the day, we're here in this together. We're here to help each other out. We're here to be pillars that people can lean on. We're here to be beacons of light that we can shine on to the universe so people can see what it is to be happy, truly happy. So yeah, you know, working out is great, and it's good to know these things about, you know, proper workout, but it's also good to have a good mindset going into this. So today we're going to be going over a very special story. We're going to be talking about Genesis 12. We're going to be talking about Abraham and his calling and what it means to have patience when it comes to achieving your goals. All right. So when we're talking about Abraham, we're going to be talking about his calling that he had and to venture forth and what that actually means, not only for us as individuals working out, but us as individuals trying to achieve the life that we want, essentially trying to fulfill our potential as humans within our lifetime. All right, so without further ado, let's go and get this episode underway. Season 11, episode 55. Oh, smack dab in those palindromes. Yeah, palindrome episode. Gotta love that. 11:55 on 4/26/24. Oh, I love this one. Yeah, this is gonna be a great one. I can feel it already. All right, so yeah, let's get it. We're gonna call this one Make Time for Patience. All right, so today we're going to be talking a little mindset. As I said in the intro, I do enjoy the little mindset talk just because, you know, I think it makes us all well-rounded people. It's good to talk about fitness and know as much as you can about fitness, but, you know, it's also good to think about who we are as individuals and human beings and how we can contribute to humanity as a whole. So today we're going to be talking about Abraham. And I don't know if you know who Abraham is, but he's considered the patriarch of the Abrahamic religions, a.k.a. Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. He was kind of a big deal, you know, as I said, he was the patriarch of the Abrahamic religions, but he wasn't always a big deal. He actually became this big deal because he fulfilled his calling. All right, so this is the story. It's quite the story. In fact, his story actually didn't start until he's about 75 years old. Can you believe that? That's older than pretty much everybody listening to this. So my guy started off, you know, he was just chilling, he was living his life. His dad was relatively powerful, and he was kind of chilling in the land of his father. You know, everybody knew him. He was doing all right, and things kind of worked out for him. You know, I can kind of vibe with that, you know? I mean, I really haven't been there, but, you know, we've probably all been there at some point in time. Maybe not for 75 years, but we've probably been there in our lives where we feel comfortable and we don't feel like doing absolutely anything. You feel like, hey, you know what? This is a great point in my life. I don't need to move forward. I do not need to do anything to change what is going on currently. I totally get that vibe. And of course, Abraham did too. Here's the thing, though. Abraham was married to this lady named Sarah. And Sarah wanted to have a baby. Well, not only Sarah, they both wanted to have a baby, but here's the issue. Sarah was 75 years old, just like Abraham. They're pretty old, not exactly the age that you can actually have a baby. So, you know, they were kind of, They were living a good, comfortable life, but at the same time, they felt like something was missing. And then one day, God just said, hey, you know what, buddy? You need to go on, get up, and go forth. You need to go and conquer the land. You need to get out there and be a king. All right? So, you know, this is a little bit of a convoluted story. And, you know, as a disclaimer, historians really have not found any evidence for his story being true. So it's a bit of an allegory, but a very, very, very valuable allegory. And I think there's a great takeaway that we can have, we can get from his adventures. You know, so he moved forward and he ventured out, of course, not without a bit of hesitation, yeah, but he eventually did what was asked of him, and God rewarded him with a child. Sarah and him had a child at the age of 75 years old. Wow. That's pretty wild, right? That's a blessing and a half. And in fact, it wasn't the only blessing he had. He actually had a couple more children at the age of 99. So yeah, beast mode. He activated his beast mode. But at the end of the day, this is why it happened. It happened because he left the comfort of his city and he ended up getting exactly what he was looking for because of the fact that he did not settle for comfort. So listen, it was because of his efforts that not only was his life blessed, but the lives of all of his descendants were also supposedly blessed. Here's the moral of the story here. Lasting or meaningful happiness doesn't live in this proverbial town called comfort. You're not going to find happiness being comfortable. You're not going to find happiness on the couch. You're not going to find happiness in those things that you find joy or short-term joy in, right? You're going to find happiness from actually finding meaning in your actions, all right? So what that means is that sometimes you're going to go through some tough times. Sometimes things are not going to go your way, and sometimes you got to step back and look at what you're doing in your life that is preventing you from living the potential life that you deserve to have. We all are doing something in our lives that's holding us back. Whether we're conscious of it or not, the quicker we can get conscious of it, the quicker we can take action on it, and the quicker we can get the life that we not only deserve, but can have. You know, sometimes we deserve something, we just can't have it. You can have it, but you got to take action on it. So, as I said, lasting happiness, meaningful happiness, doesn't live inside the town of comfort. You have to venture forth. You have to get outside of your comfort zone, take steps that you probably would never take, and eventually you'll get to what you want to have. But it, like I said, you can wait 75 years in the town of comfort and it'll never happen for you. At the same time, hopefully you don't wait 75 years. There is, something to be said about patience, but hopefully you don't wait 75 years to get what you want in your life. Hopefully you'll take action now. Hopefully you can get what you want right now simply by not being afraid, not having anxiety, not doubting yourself, just literally taking action. And if it doesn't work out at first, keep taking action. Obviously not the same exact action, because if that way didn't work, then it probably won't work in the future. But keep your mind on what you want in your life and take action. Go forth, because it is for you. We are all blessed to be human beings. We can be any life form in this universe, and we are human beings that have the ability to control our future, at least to a certain extent. So why not? Why not take advantage of that opportunity, that very, very, very rare opportunity we have every moment to determine what the next moment of our life is going to be like? It's very simple. You simply take action. Now I get it. Meaningful happiness. We all want it, but sometimes we feel like we need to have a little bit of encouragement. We need to have a little bit of a vision. And I understand that. It's very difficult to just jump out of bed, and just do what you want, or just jump out of bed and just do what you feel like is going to get you to the next place. Sometimes it just does feel comfortable to be where you are. And I'm not knocking rest. I'm not knocking being comfortable. You don't need to be constantly in fear or be constantly in an uncomfortable position. I don't recommend that. But what I am saying is that if you feel like you want something more from your life, you feel like you want something better for your life, I get that. I get that comfort thing. I've definitely been there before. But at the same time, I've also been in a place where, and I spend a lot of time in this place, and as many of my clients do, spend a lot of the time in a place where we're in unfamiliar territory and we've got to kind of navigate our way through. And when we do navigate our way through, I guarantee you every time, for myself, for my clients, and everybody I know, once you get to that other side, that is the most amazing feeling that you can have. And then you move on to the next thing, and that's it. So listen, I want you to live a good life. And I know that sometimes you do need a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of a vision. And I'm going to be honest with you, a little self-promotion here. If you're looking to improve your fitness, I've had many people, more than I thought would, to be honest with you, on this starting of this official online training program. We have videos and actual written programs and whatnot. We've had some have some pretty exciting results, and I'd love for you to get the same results. So check us out, generalfitnesscompany.com. You can get your online training program there, or you can email me personally, general@generalfitnesscompany.com, and we can get you started right away with a program personalized for your abilities and goals. All right, so that does it for this episode. I do appreciate you listening. I hope that it brought you, I hope this episode brought you value. If it did, I would love for you to share this with other people that you also believe might get value from this episode. Of course, if you did enjoy this, I know that you're going to want to share it. And if you already shared it, I know that you're going to want to subscribe so you can hear more. So click that subscribe button so you can be informed when the next episode comes out. All right, so that does it for my episode. That does it for my week. I hope that you enjoyed your week, or whenever you're listening to this, I hope you're having a great one. And as always, keep good company.